A pleasant good morning to all who have tuned in to the Seeds of Truth that's brought to you each week at this time by the Rivermont Church of Christ. Your speaker is Robert Swain. I call your attention to a statement made by the Apostle Paul in Romans 9 and 20. Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Here Paul strongly reproves the impiety and wickedness of questioning God's wisdom and God's righteousness. And this shows a lack of reverence and respect for God. This really charges God with unfairness. Who is man that he should find fault with God? Who is man that he should talk back to God? Parents dislike the idea of our children talking back to us. We even punish them when they chide or dispute with us, and yet many people who pose as God's children will chatter and chide God by holding to the theories which are contrary to his holy word. To them, Paul would say, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Who is mortal man that he should reply to the infinite God? Man is a mere human creature who knows comparatively nothing as compared to God's wisdom. When then should he question God's justice and God's ways? You know, that's presumptuous. When God speaks in declaring his righteous will, man should be silent before him. Isaiah the prophet in the long ago said, Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Isaiah 1 and 2. We should adopt the attitude of the prophet in all that God has said to us in his holy word. We should say with the prophet Habakkuk, But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 20. To the Hebrew Christians, the writer said, God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. And from this passage we learn two things. First, that God spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, and second, that God hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Now in the first two dispensations, that being the patriarchal and Mosaic ages, God spoke to his people by his holy messengers. For the first 2,500 years of the world's history, during the patriarchal age, God spoke through Adam and Abel and Noah and Abraham and Joseph and others. And then for the next 1,500 years of the world's history, during the Mosaic age, God spoke to his chosen people, the Israelites, through Moses, Joshua, Samuel, David, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, and many others. But in the Christian age, that under which we live, beginning at the first Pentecost following Christ's resurrection and continuing until the end of the world, God has spoken and continues to speak to us through his Son. So we conclude that in every age God has spoken to man. The very fact that God has spoken to man makes man solemnly accountable. God has spoken to man because the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps, Jeremiah 10 and 23. Also, God has spoken to man because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men, 1 Corinthians 1 and 25. Therefore, why should man dispute with God? When the Lord has spoken, that should be an end of all conversation. Man should be silent before him and not protest, regardless of what God has said. So we should say with Paul, Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? Romans 11, 33 and 34. There have been those who have felt their own sufficiency and no need of God. You remember a king in Babylon named Nebuchadnezzar? He felt mighty important when he looked over his kingdom, and he swelled with pride as he surveyed the works of his own hands. Listen to his words of self-praise. And I'm reading from Daniel 4 and 30. Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? But God pulled him from his throne and gave him the heart of a beast. And after this haughty king walked on his all fours for a while, ate grass as an oxen, with his hair growing like eagle's feathers, his body bathed with the dew of heaven.